So yeah, if we talk about these archetypes and we get them in our minds, mindset as a daily moment by moment thing, it's going to change everything, because you're looking at life from an eternal mindset. When you look at a bottle cap on a bottle, that's a cap. You turn the bottle on the side, it looks like a ship. Every ship has a captain. So that not only do you see it in business, they have bosses. You see it in the home, it has a leader. You see it in churches, they have pastors. You see it in corporations, they have a leader. There's always a captain of a ship, right? And you see it in Adam and Eve. It always, every archetype goes back to Genesis. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. He created Adam. Adam didn't have a helpmeet. He saw all the animals matched up, but Adam needed a helpmeet suitable. So there's always a captain of a ship, right? There's always a leader. And so if you understand that archetype, there has to be a leader. And the leader needs to be in servant leadership. We know that. But that leader is because Christ is the head of the church. And so these types and shadows should make you feel secure that they're eternal. No matter what country you go to, no matter what time, no matter what age, there are certain things that go on in every age. And if you fight against it, you're going to hurt yourself. So once you get these patterns set in your mind, it should make your life easier. So if you hate authority, it's not God, it's you. God gives authority for a reason, and God moves the king's heart. If the king is acting stupid and you're acting right, God will change the heart of the king. If you're doing right, the king's heart will have to change. Or God will move you or move the king, you know. If the heart of the people get right, the leadership has to change. It's all connected. So an archetype of leadership is set as a pattern. It's a set, steady state pattern. And so if you're thinking in steady state, and everybody else around you is thinking in the sine wave, up and down, sine wave, you're in steady state. Everybody else is in the sine wave. They're going to look at you and say, how can you be stable in the midst of all this chaos? You know, because you're thinking steady state. This is my point. Just like I was talking about giving and being thankful. An archetype in your life should be thankfulness. And it should be giving. Give and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together. You can't outgive God. Reap what you sow. That's archetype. Goes back to Genesis. Be fruitful and multiply. Multiply. Multiply means like when you go to the Lowe's or Home Depot hardware store, you say, I need a piece of plywood. It's, what is plywood? Multiplies. It's wood glued together in multiple sheets. Multiply, plywood. Be fruitful and multiply. Whatever you're doing, giving out the good news, giving out the gospel, making a family, planting a farm, everything that you do. So if you ever have a doubt that comes through your mind, well, does God want me to prosper? Does God want me to do this? Or to multiply? Now, don't stress yourself out. Only do what you can do. But some people can handle a lot more stress than others. And I guess it's not even stressful for them. But you know, multiplication, be fruitful and multiply, is the archetype. If you look around you at all the grass and all the trees and all the plants and all the animals, the abundance is everywhere. So you can see that God gave you the earth. It's abundant. There's abundance in all things everywhere. Is that God's will for your life? Are you saved? Yeah, abundance. Why would he want to give you abundance? So it flows, overflows, and you can help other people. You're able to, your steady state, because your mindset is on the eternal truths, not the temporary. Everybody else is on the sine wave, sin wave. Oh no, the sky's falling, the sky's falling. Everybody else is on sine wave. The up and down drama. And they're living in fear and doubt and worry. But you're in steady state because you're thinking on the eternal, archetypical truths. And these truths keep you steady. Did God put you here? Yeah. Did God have a purpose? Yeah. Is he going to sustain you? Yeah. He won't have his saints begging bread. It says, will he sustain you? He put you here. Will he make a way of escape? He won't put on you more than you can handle. He'll make, with the trial, with the temptation, he'll make a way of escape. With the test, the trial, the temptation, he makes a way of escape. These are eternal absolutes that only a believer can have. Because if you really got saved, that means you got Christ in you, the hope of glory. So these are things that are set. And if they're set in place, kind of like setting on, digging a hole and putting a post in the ground and pouring some concrete, it's set, right? It's settled. That's why it's set. It's settled. And once you understand this stuff in your mind, it's settled. Let's say you go into work tomorrow and they fire you. You know God has another job for you. You might have to move, or you might have to be inconvenienced, but God has a job. It's settled. It's set. It's settled. It's set. There's certain ways that a business has to run, right? They're all, think about it. The natural realm, the natural people, they're all under legalism. They're comparing themselves with one another. They're all under legalism. You know that's true, because the flesh is nothing but sin, and they're all under law, right? So if they're not under some kind of religious law, they're under a law of each other. They're always under a law. So they're always putting each other in laws. And so these businesses, are not blessed unless they have a believer working with them, working for them. See, this is a deep truth. If you get a hold of this, it'll change your whole worldview. The reason God allows the Gentiles to get rich and make money is to give you something to do. Give you a job. Give you a sustenance. And so if you're doing a good job for somebody who's lost, they want to keep you around. Because all the other people, not dependable, not trustworthy, people stealing from them, but they see that you're not that way, they want to keep you around. Notice the fickle people. People have no set truth. They come and go as the wind blows, you know. And all the evil ones, they always fighting each other. You know? It's always he says, she says, competition.